Each step is important and an infinite opportunity. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. We're currently in the Jewish calendar between Pesach, Passover, and Shavuot. Pesach is when we remember the Exodus from Egypt. Of course, Shavuot is when we commemorate the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. But in the middle, we have a mitzvah. It's called the counting of the Omer. From the second day of Pesach, we count 49 days leading up to the festival of Shavuot. And this mitzvah symbolizes the journey that the Jewish people had and the journey that we have from Pesach to Shavuot because they're connected. Our exodus from Egypt was not just a physical emancipation from slavery, but it was a spiritual exodus that we all experienced. And it had a goal and a focus. The goal was to eventually become God's nation at Mount Sinai with the receiving of the Torah. And each night, or each day, if we forget at night, we count another day. Today is one day, today is 2 days, today is 3 days. Interestingly enough, we count upwards. We don't count downwards. Sometimes when you count down to something, you say, you know, you start with 49 and then 48 and 47 and then we come to one. We're there. But here it's not like that because a journey means it's accumulative. We count each day, making each day a preparation, building on the day before to work towards the ultimate goal. Now, I want to share with you an idea. There are, in Jewish law, there are actually two philosophies, two approaches to this mitzvah, which has halachic consequences, which I'm not going to go into now, but I want to more focus on the philosophical idea. And the two approaches are, is this one mitzvah or 49 mitzvot? Meaning, the mitzvah of counting the 49 days, is it one collective mitzvah? Just that there's one mitzvah to count all 49 days? Or is it 49 separate mitzvot that each day is independent and separate from the other? And each time we count the Omer each day, it's a separate mitzvah. And I want to share with you an idea, an insight, that actually maybe both these approaches are completely true. Because in life, we actually have to do two things. We have to have a goal, a big goal. Just like the Jews had a goal when they left Egypt to reach Mount Sinai. We have to have big goals, and the goals have to be big. Because we have to believe in ourselves. We have to believe that we can grow significantly. We can reach great heights. We have a soul that is infinite and has tremendous potential, which we can try and reach and actualize. We believe that although we're finite little people, but nevertheless, we have tremendous strength. Each of us, we all have a soul. That soul is pure. We can really do big things. So we have to have a goal. We have to have what Stephen Covey calls in his Seven Habits, a mission statement of life. Where are we going? Where are we headed? What do we want to accomplish here? What are our values? And of course, in Judaism, some of this is very clear. We know to make ourselves better people, to be more spiritual, to keep the mitzvot, to live by the values, to treat other people kindly, kindness, mitzvot between man and God, mitzvot between man and man, and so on and so forth. These are all so important that we have to have a plan and a goal of how do we want to leave this planet? What do you want to accomplish in life? And it should be significant. On the other hand, the application of that principle is you can't do everything at once. Every little step is so insignificant and so important. So we have the one approach that all the counting of the 49 days is one mitzvah, meaning it's part of one goal, part of one journey. And yet, it's not all or nothing. And yet, when we take one small step towards that goal, it's not that we haven't accomplished anything because we didn't reach our goal. In Judaism, it's not really the destination. It's about the journey. That we have to have a destination. We have to work towards that destination. But every time we do one little thing towards that goal, that is endless, that is infinite, it is an accomplishment and an achievement in its own right. And that's why every single day is a mitzvah. And every single day a mitzvah means that even if yesterday we failed to take a step towards our goal, today's a new opportunity. Today's fresh. Today we can still take another step. Everything we do, spiritually speaking, is infinite and remains infinite. And in fact, even if tomorrow we fail, it does not undermine today's achievement. It does not undermine today's step that we took. And that is the lesson, one of the lessons from this mitzvah. The general lesson from counting the Omer is the idea to value time, to try and make each day count, to try and make each day valuable. But how we do that is by doing two opposite things. On the one hand, understanding and, yes, having a big goal. What is our mission, our overall mission? Where do we want to be? Where do we want to reach? What's our potential destination? Believing in ourselves and making it big. On the other hand, each day taking a small step. And never undermining and devaluing the power of that one small step of growth. Excuse me. Just let's think about that for a few moments. Just focusing on these two opposite ideas. Perhaps close your eyes and think about a goal. Think about something that you want to do. Because there's overall goals and then there's short-term, mid-term goals and things. But think about something you'd like to accomplish within the next few years. Something valuable, something of meaning, something of purpose. Perhaps an improvement of a relationship. Perhaps another mitzvah. Perhaps something to do with kindness towards others. Or perhaps something that involves overcoming a weakness that you have. Take a moment and think of something. Think about it. Perhaps it could feel overwhelming, comparing where you are to what you want to accomplish. But now think of something, one small step that you could make towards that goal. If it's a daily mitzvah, perhaps that's something you could start by doing once in 2 weeks. If it's overcoming a weakness like anger, maybe you can become angry one less time during the week. A small step to calm yourself down. If it's about repairing a broken relationship or strengthening a weak relationship, what is one thing you can do today to strengthen that relationship? Just one small step. And remember the lesson from the Omer. The goal is so important, but each small step is so critical. And each small step, even though it doesn't take you towards your destination, it is infinite and valuable in its own right. Think of that one thing and make a plan to do it today. This is the greatest time of the year to inculcate and internalize this lesson because it's the time of the Omer. Let's try and do it one step at a time. Have a wonderful day.